Great, it's George.
Hey, is this Nathan?
Nope, Nathan's out today. It's Kevin.
No, Kevin, what's going on, brother? How are you? It's Dustin RDI.
All right, how are we doing today?
Good, man. I'm good. I was just following up with you, seeing how everything's going, seeing if there's anything new I can, you know, do for you.
At this point, no. The storm kind of really screwed our whole area up over here, and I haven't had any business in here in almost 2 weeks.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad. Yeah, our whole town got pretty well pummeled. I don't know if you've seen any of the videos online, but...
I didn't know. I've seen the videos in, where'd I see them? A lot of them in Tampa.
Right.
I didn't see any from Anchorage.
Yeah, check out Minnesota Beach area and whatnot as well, because the whole island's wiped out. All the houses that are on the bay, they all got gutted. You can see right through the houses.
Oh, my gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yep.
Well,
And I have a handful of things to return. I don't know if he was, the ones I was going to keep a hold of, and then I guess we're going to return on the, I guess I had three of them I was going to set aside here. I'm kind of by myself today, so I've been running like a damn chicken today.
Yeah, you picked out three stones. So, I mean,
okay,
listen.
Okay, very good. Yeah, and you sent me the paperwork on those, and then I don't know if he packaged up the other ones ready to go back or not. I'll get with him tomorrow on those. But as far as the store-wise, we didn't get a lot of damage here. A little bit in the back, whatnot, fences and whatnot. But we got a tree fell through our house, basically took out a chunk of our house. So.
Of your house?
Yeah.
Is everything all right?
It's a room we don't use a whole lot. It's more of a storage room. But it's got about an 8x10 hole from a tree branch come down through it. So.
Oh, boy. Now is...
oh, yeah.
Nathan's your son, correct?
Yeah. He lives at my house. Well, I have a house divided into kind of a duplex that you really can't tell it's a duplex. But.
Oh, nice. So he still lives there?
Yeah. He lives on, he's got his own place on one side, and his family over there, and then my family on our side. So.
Oh, nice. And he probably just, like, what, pays you rent? Or is it just all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, since the last hurricane, one of my homeless kids moved back in with me, my wife's son and daughter and whatnot all back in the house. So I got about 13 people at my little tiny house. Right.
Holy
now.
Shit, wow.
Yep, I got them living in campers out back because they're all trying to, just get back on their feet and whatnot. They all work, so everybody does all right. But, yeah, they help pay the bills and whatnot. I don't make no money on them, of course, but at least that way the bills get paid and taxes and all that kind of stuff. So we maintain for the most part.
Wow.
It works out pretty good for where we're at anyway. But, yeah, his side there, we have a giant plum tree. It's probably 65 foot tall, an old finger plum, and they're brittle. And we got lucky the last couple storms, but this one here, it dropped a branch right through the roof. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've been dealing with that as well. Plus, we didn't have power for about 5 days at our house. We still don't have internet. Just got the sewer system back on. So we've been having to, luckily, have a wooded one-acre property, so makeshift outhouse out back. for all them people and whatnot. So, yeah, it's been rough. The store actually did better than the house did, so we've been coming here to clean up and use the bathrooms and whatnot and hosing outside because there's no sewer system hooked up at our place. Well, they just got it back on the other day, so things are starting to come back together, but it's still a mess here.
Yeah. Well, listen, good luck with everything. And, I mean, I know you, like you said, you're a little slow right now, but if there's anything I could ever do, let me know, okay?
All right, man. I appreciate it. And then I'll get everything boxed up here. I'm just, like you said, I'm by myself today.
No, you're good. Take your time. Don't stress it.
But go ahead and get everything boxed up, whatever we got to deal with, and we'll get returned. Yeah, I do want to keep the other stones, so I have a feeling, hopefully we can get some good sales. Believe it or not, I actually sold a couple of chains at this gold market. What are we, 27 something?
I know.
Today.
It's fucking crazy.
I have never seen a market like that ever, especially to keep spiking like it does. So.
Crazy.
Makes it hard to keep inventory in. So.
that's for sure. That is for sure.
And our old inventory is all priced, down, under the $3,000 bracket because we've had it for so long. The chain program from Quality we've done 2 years ago, and we still got a bunch of chains in stock. So, a few things here and there, and when people see the best part about this is. And I pull because we keep the inventory numbers from where we order from on the tag. So when I pull it up online and be like, well, you can either pay me for the one I got here in store, or we can order you one that'll cost you almost twice as much. Yeah, that's the only way I've been making any type of sales with the stuff in store. So.
Right. There you go. Sound like you got it going on.
Yeah, I'd say give us a day or two, get back in. Like I said, we just got back in last week, too. So.
Okay,
we
all right.
Shut down for the week of the storm. But, yeah, I'd say give me a day or two here and give us a holler back. Let's see where we're at with things, and that way we can get our ball rolling from our end.
Sounds good, man. We'll rock from there.
All right. Sounds good, Dustin.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.